Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Leadership Lab podcast. This is Pastor Dennis C. And today we are going to have a very special session. It's going to be a 2 to 3 part series with one of the pastors who influenced me and Tammy the most. We never see him quite often, but every time we have an encounter with him, it really changes our lives. Pastor John Rohr is somebody, is a prophet in our Every Nation movement. And we had a very long conversation. In fact, a half-day conversation when I was in South Africa for the World Conference, and he ministered something to me, and I told him, Pastor John, this is something that we need to discuss in this podcast. And he started talking about the limitations that is in our minds, and this was something that he had to deal with me and minister, and I needed ministering in this area. And so I want you guys to be ready, because in the next few podcast episodes that we're going to have here, I know, literally, this is going to blow your mind, okay? This is going to take off the lid that is in your mind. It has ministered to me, and I've heard this twice, three times already, but it continues to minister to me. So let's listen and watch this interview I had.
Well, I'm very excited. You know, we are all in a world war. The virus hit here too. Before I get going, good, I want to give a shout out to my son, Paul, and daughter-in-law, Julianne, right there in Manila. And hopefully they're able to catch this tonight, but or this morning here. But at any rate, I'm very excited. Because the mind is a battlefield. In fact, we'll just start with some scripture. Over in Romans chapter 7, verse 21, I find then a law that evil is present within me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of the Lord according to the inward man, which is the conscience. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is also the law of sin and death, which is in my members. O wretched man am I, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I serve the law of God, and with the flesh, the law of sin. Father, I ask you tonight to come, send your Holy Spirit supernaturally. Lord, we are in a war. It's a war of fear. It's everywhere. It's here. It's there. But it's mostly in the mind. And thank you for giving us this revelation tonight that the enemy isn't out there somewhere. It's not flesh and blood. It's not circumstances and situations. The enemy is right in our mind. So, Lord, I thank you that you're going to give us victory tonight, this morning, in my world, Lord. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's look at that in just a minute. The Apostle Paul found that there was another law. We got very valuable information here, because the mind is actually operates by law. The law of the mind. Now, it can operate by the law of God, or it can operate by the law of sin and death. We must choose. And therefore, there's the war. You know, the thing we fear, we're told in the book of Matthew, is the thing that can greatly come upon us. So I'm right here in the good old United States of America. I've never seen so much fear. And so it's pervasive. But it's, if we didn't have this virus, if we didn't have this, we'd still all be fighting fear. And we would all still be having to take thoughts captive in our mind. So that brings us to another scripture. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, which this is one of my favorites, simply because a man by the name of Derek Prince, actually in Singapore, I actually got to be in Singapore the first time he went there. If it weren't for Derek Prince, I wouldn't be here today because of what I learned out of this scripture, two tapes on spiritual warfare. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning of verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold towards you. That's interesting. Bold towards you. I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with the confidence. There's that word, confidence. Don't throw away your confidence. Be bold that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war. There's that word again. We do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or of the flesh or the strong right arm of the flesh. They are mighty, but they're mighty in God. For the pulling down of strongholds. Pulling down of strongholds. Casting down arguments. Speculations. Now let me ask you a question. Where do you speculate? Where is this place where these arguments are going on? Now, sometimes, yeah, there are people who will argue with us and they'll try to prove us wrong. But that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about a place that's actually between your ears, your mind, where you can argue. I'm a world-class speculator. In fact, over the last five years, but especially the last 2 years, the Lord just told me, he said, when are you going to declare war on speculation? You know what speculation is, don't you? That's laying in your bed at night, and within 2 minutes, I can come up with 100 scenarios by which I'm going to fail. At least 100. You know what I found out, and I was actually in one situation in my life, the Lord said, I want you to track this situation and track your speculations. And so I did. And you know that as of today, not one speculation I ever had actually came to pass. Not one. They were all lies. Every one of them. Not one came to pass. And so I came to grips with the fact that this, you know, in fact, Galatians tells us that we're not to speculate because it produces strife. Now, in this context of this kind of strife, I can tell you now that whenever I fall into speculation, I start striving. I get worried, strive. I get worried. I can play it out every scenario. Probably there in Manila and wherever you are in the world, I noticed Abu Dhabi and wherever you are in the world, it probably doesn't work like it does here in America. Of course, I'm being facetious because it does, because you see, we're all human and it's given to man to worry, to be anxious, to speculate. But here we're warned against it. And let's finish this. For the weapons, hallelujah. Isn't that great that we actually have weapons at our disposal for this war? Remember, it's a war of the mind. Apostle Paul said the battlefield is in the mind. And so here we are. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, fleshly, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds in the mind. I'm going to get sick and die. I'm going to lose my job. I'll never get another job. Oh, man, I don't know. How am I going to pay the bills? I can't. When am I ever going to get out? What? Oh, my goodness. And so we see here that these arguments can produce something called a stronghold. A stronghold. A barrier. Did you ever try to encourage someone who's discouraged? Did you ever try that? That's kind of my job, to encourage, discourage people. And I find that sometimes people have just made up their mind. They're just not going to get encouraged. No matter what you say, no matter how many scriptures you read, you can just see they've made up their mind. It's over. It's over. You know, in my book, I talk about three concepts. Don't throw away your confidence in God. Don't throw away your confidence in yourself. And don't throw away your confidence in others. Isn't it amazing how quickly we can throw away our confidence in ourselves? I talked about a young player that missed 17 shots in a row in a basketball game. Now, I know a lot of you like basketball. He missed 17 shots in a row. Around the 10th shot, something happened. Like my form? See that? Everything's perpendicular. See that? Something began to happen on about the 10th shot. He did this little hitch. And then around this, on the 17th shot, and I only know this because we kept a shot chart. I had no idea he'd missed this many shots. Because I never threw my confidence away in him because he was a great shooter. All good shooters are streaky. So anyway, on the 17th shot, they passed him the ball. And then he passed it away. His mind locked up. The embarrassment in front of a crowd. He was a great basketball player, one of the best I ever coached. The humiliation and the embarrassment of missing that many shots, and we were all depending on him, upon him. He passed the ball away, and at that point in time, I knew I had to set him on the bench. Well, you know, sometimes we all need to go sit on the bench. Maybe this is one of those times for you where tonight you kind of probably need to sit on the bench next to the old coach here. So he did, and it was the fourth quarter. There was about 6 minutes to go when I took him out. The amazing thing is that the rest of the team would not let the other team get very far. We were down 8 points when he came out, and we never let them score another basket for about 3 minutes. It remained 8 points, and every time we would make a stop and we would start back up the floor, it was as if his teammates would look at him on the bench to say, "Come on, Stephen, we need you. You got to score." Something began to happen inside of him. Something began to happen. He began to look at the clock. He saw the time was running out. And I saw that his desire not to let his team down became greater than his fear of missing shots. So with about 2.5 minutes to go, I motioned for him to come to me. On the bench, I was sitting there, and he was standing for me, and I reached up, and I grabbed his jersey, and I pulled him down, and I said, "Stephen, we need 8 points." He said, "I'll get them, coach." What I saw has changed my life, because I watched a young man throw away his confidence right in front of my eyes. When he walked back on the floor, an amazing thing happened. The stands, the players, they ran to him. But he didn't stop to the players. He instinctively went right back to the place on the floor where he had passed that ball, where he had thrown away his confidence, where he had lost the war. Remember? He was humiliated. 17 shots in a row. Why didn't I take him out sooner? I didn't have anybody else to put in. And I knew every shot he took, I expected it to go in. Well, he picked up his confidence. We stole the ball. Somebody passed it to Stephen. Somewhere around the half-court line, he let her go. Nothing but net. Stole the ball again, passed it to Stephen, let her go. Nothing but net. I wish I could tell you he scored 8 points, but I'm glad to tell you he didn't. He scored 16. He had 8 shots in a row. 8 shots in a row, and we won by 8 points. They never scored. The other team never scored another, and they're a good team. They never scored another point after I took Steven out and put him back in. You see, the warfare is in the mind. Had Steven forgotten how to shoot? No, he hadn't forgotten how to shoot. I didn't have to pull him over on the side and say, okay, now, Steven, let's look here at your form. No. He just had to refocus his mind on helping his team, not being embarrassed for himself. So it's very important. So we see here, we walk not according to the flesh, pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments. There's that speculation word. It's verse 5. And every lofty thing exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity or captive according to the obedience of Christ. And we are ready to punish all disobedience. Punish all disobedience. Now, isn't that interesting? It's all according to the knowledge of God. Remember, the number one thing we tend to do is throw away our confidence in God. When bad things happen, this thought may not have crossed your mind, but you may have actually thought, why God? Why now? Why is this happening? Why? What? Have I done something wrong? Is there? My mother, bless her heart, she had terrible bone spurs in her neck, and she had to be in a wheelchair. And every time I ever was with my mother, the first thing she would say to me is she would say, son, do you think God's punishing me? Every time I go, time out, whoa, mom, you are the sweetest, the kindest, the most pure. No, God is not punishing you. You've got bone spurs in your neck. She finally had to go in a nursing home, and it's not, anyway, I won't even go there, but I can tell you this. She was in probably 7 or 8 different ones. We had to move her from place to place. And whenever she left one, every person on the staff wept in her arms when they said, thank you for always encouraging us every day. In fact, when you came in as a staff, she would say, okay, give me my kiss. And my mother changed everyone she was ever in. But still fighting the war in her mind that somehow she had disappointed God. Somehow he was punishing her. Now, there's no fear in love because love, in 1 John, there's no fear in love because fear involves punishment. And the one who fears is not perfected in love. No, right now I can tell you, God loves you.
That was powerful. And that's just the first part of the podcast. And he was talking about the power of the mind and how our mind can put either limitations or our mind can actually do great things, especially the things of God. And the battle begins here. Now, so I want you to discuss in your victory groups or with your groups, how are you mentally? Are you mentally tough? What is hindering you from fulfilling the purposes of God in your life? Ano yung mga obstacles? What are the fears that has been stopping you? And what do you feel like you need to address this issue? In our next episode, Pastor John will discuss 5 attributes of the mentally tough people. And I want you to watch out for that episode. But for now, I want you to discuss how your mental toughness or your mental health has been affecting you in fulfilling the purposes of God. And I want you to pray within your groups and ask God to start giving you a strong mind, a mentally tough mind that is focused on what Christ has done and what Christ can do through you. God bless you guys, and I hope you enjoy this podcast.
For more episodes, please visit our YouTube channel. Leadership Lab Podcast.